الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وكفى الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين صدق الله العظيم My dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So brothers and sisters, as you know that the month of Ramadan has only 29 or 30 days. And in Quran, there are over 114 surahs. So if you see that it is not possible to talk about every surah, these 114 surahs in 30 days or nights. So it is recommended, brothers, that a person should keep on seeking knowledge about Quran, so that you are not confining yourself in the month of Ramadan only, but the quest of knowledge is going on and on. Therefore, these surahs that we read in the last previous nights, one of the surah that stands out is Surah Yasin. And I think all of you are aware of that Surah Yasin is called Qalbul Qur'an. Qalb means heart. Qalbul Qur'an. The heart of Qur'an. And our Rasulullah said that everything has a heart. Meaning every living thing has a heart. And the heart of this book is Qur'an. So this means that Qur'an is also something living. That's why Yasin is the heart of Quran. So my dear brothers and sisters, this hadith itself is teaching us that Quran is a book which is full of life. It's a living book. So that's why it has this title, Qalbul Quran. So in Surah Yasin, my dear brothers and sisters, the same topics had been repeated as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had repeated that these topics time and again in Quran. So the question is that why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given so much importance to Surah Yasin over other surahs? Why is it that this surah is called the heart of Quran? So the answer to this is very simple. And that is that Allah Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that this is the heart of Quran, so this is the heart of Quran. Why? We do not know. When our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something, so he said due to the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So although in Surah Yasin three topics have been discussed. One is Tawheed, other is Risalat, and the third is Akhirah. And these three topics have been mentioned in so many other surahs in Quran. In fact, my dear brothers and sisters, just for your knowledge, the surahs that were revealed in Makkah, these three topics are the main topics. Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat. Why? Because in Makkah, the Iman was being built. And the work on Iman was taking place. So our Iman is based on three things. Tawheed, the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Aqeedah of Akhirat. So all those surahs that were revealed in Makkah, these three topics have been talked about. Then you see that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved to Madinah Munawwara, then these topics were talked about. But along with it, you know, other important topics of our everyday life were talked about. Surah Yasin is a Makki surah. It was revealed in Makkah. So that's why Tawheed, Risalat, and Akhirat, these three topics are mentioned in this surah. Now the virtues and the fazail of Surah Yasin are many. I'll just mention two here, brothers. The first is that Rasulullah said that the meaning of that is that if a person will read Surah Yasin in the morning, then that day's work will be taken care of. So whatever work you have for that day, if you had read Surah Yasin right after Salatul Fajr, then inshallah that day will be made easy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of your needs would be fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second virtue of Surah Yasin is that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you see a person who is leaving this world, who is dying, so read Surah Yasin next to that dying person. It will make this, the tilawat of Quran of this, the tilawat of this surah will make that person's soul to leave the body with great ease. So whenever you happen to be at a place where a person is leaving this world, you know, just do not sit quiet, but read Surah Yasin. And the rest of the people there should read, do the talqeen of La ilaha illallah. Because our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, laqinu mawtakum la ilaha illallah. That you should do talqeen, meaning encourage the dying person to say La ilaha illallah. So some people should read Surah Yasin, so the others should do talqeen La ilaha illallah. Because then, you know, the dying person, you know, he will hear you saying La ilaha illallah, and maybe that person would read La ilaha illallah before death. So in Surah Yasin, just one surah, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّ وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this small ayah saying that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remind people or warn people, and only those people should be warned who are hayya, who are alive. Hay means alive. Amwat means dead. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying those people who are learning from Quran, they are people who are alive. Those people who discard Quran in the eyes of Allah, they are like dead people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have always called people who learn from Quran, who read Quran, and who keep on learning Quran for their guidance as people who are alive. And those people who do not do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them dead. And this is a topic which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned many times in various places of Quran. So my dear brothers and sisters, when we are alive, then we should take Quran seriously. Then in the eyes of Allah, really we are alive. Otherwise you and I are thinking that we are alive, but in the eyes of Allah we are not. You see, people like Rasulullah in one hadith said that a person who does zikr of Allah and a person who does not zikr of Allah, right? A person who do not do zikr of Allah, the difference between them is like a dead person and a person who is alive. Dead people cannot say Subhanallah even once. They cannot even say Allah once. They cannot do. Why? Because they are dead. They cannot say anything. They cannot do zikr, no salah, no zakah, nothing. So they are dead. But people who are still breathing, still, if they are not saying Allah, they are not doing tilawat of Quran, they are not doing zikr of Allah, so al-ayadu billah, they are acting as if they themselves are dead. So a person who does zikr of Allah in the eyes of Allah, that person is alive. So in Surah Yasin again, Allah said, لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّ. That this Quran is revealed so that those people who are alive, you know, they can benefit from this Quran. See? So this is Surah Yasin, this one ayah from Surah Yasin. Then my dear brothers and sisters, many surahs. Now one surah which is very, very famous, all of you know, Surah Ar-Rahman. Now in Surah Ar-Rahman, this once ayah, فَبِأَيَّ عَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. If you memorize this ayah, which I think all of you know by memory, so you already know nearly half of this surah. So to memorize this surah is a very easy job. Because by memorizing one ayah, فَبِأَيَّ عَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, you are memorizing nearly half of the surah. So if you make a little bit effort, you will be able to memorize the rest of the half. Now my dear brothers and sisters, this surah is called Ar-Rahman because in this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is counting the different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created in this world for the benefit of human being. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I did this because I am Ar-Rahman, I am the most merciful. So this is a surah which starts with Ar-Rahman, the word Ar-Rahman. Allah says, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, allamahu al-bayan, ash-shams wal-qamar. So Allah said, Ar-Rahman, meaning Allah, the most merciful, is the one who created insan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught that insan how to read Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught insan how to communicate. Verbal communication. And then after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban. That the sun and the moon, both of them are running according to the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for them. So shams and qamar, sun and the moon, do not have the liberty to go the path they want to go. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had laid down their path. So they are quietly following that path for billions of years. You know, it's not 1 or 2 days or 1 or 2 years. But imagine for billions of years the same sun is coming out. And the same moon is coming out. And they are going through the same process of coming and setting. You know, coming and setting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, bihusban. Bihusban is from the word hisab. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had laid down their path. And these shams and qamar, they are silently following the same path. My dear brothers and sisters, since sun comes out every day and sets every day, and the moon comes out every month, hilal, then by 14th night it is at its full, and then start decreasing, and then it vanishes for 2-3 days, and then it comes out, and again that process goes on. So we have been seeing this for so many years. So we do not really think about it. Because we are so accustomed to it. But Quran time and again is reminding us that Shams and Qamar are one of the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So in Surah Rahman, Allah says, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُزْبَانُ and وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانُ, and that the stars are doing sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shajar, the trees are also doing sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ أَلَّا تَضْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانَ. Allah is saying that, look, I have raised this sky without any pillar. Without any pillar, this huge roof is standing. Allah said that who made this roof called a sama or the sky? Who made it stand there without any pillars? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I am warning you that in this world do not do injustice, otherwise this the azab of Allah will come. Allah tadghaw fil mizan. Allah hates to see injustice or zulm in this world. وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am the one who had created the earth. And I have put food in this earth for anam, for all the living beings. Not only humans. But this earth is equally shared by humans and animals and jinns. فِيهَا فَاكِهَا وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the same earth, from the same soil, Allah saying, I produce different fruits, different vegetables. Although, my dear brothers and sisters, if you were to dig deep inside the earth, you will not find no fruit. You will not find no vegetation. It's all desert. It's all desert. Keep on digging and you'll not find a single trace of any fruit or any vegetable. But how the earth, you know, produces these fruits and vegetation. This is a big sign of Allah's greatness. That from the same dust, food after food after food is being produced. And every food that comes out of the earth is perfect in its color, in its size, and in its taste. And it is coming from the earth, from the ground, from the dust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالْرَيْحَانِ. That from that seed, everything is coming out. Although that seed doesn't have those things inside it. But once you plant that seed and put water in it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I am the one who will let it grow, and then from that you will get all kind of foods. So Allah is saying, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then how many blessings of Allah are you, humans and jinns? How many blessings of Allah are you going to deny? Then my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Rahman counted his blessings after blessings. Rabbul Mashriqayn wa Rabbul Maghribayn, Maraj al-Bahrayn, you know, yakhruju minhuma al-lu'lu wal-marjan, walahu al-jawar al-munsha'at fil bahri kal-a'lam. The seas, how, you know, look at the sea. Allah said that look at what is coming out of the sea. You know, lu'lu wal marjan, meaning ornaments are coming out from, pearls are coming out from the sea. And then Allah said, look at the ships, how ships are sailing over water. And huge, heavy ships are sailing over the water. Although if you will take a brick and throw it in the water, That brick is going to sink. But these huge giant ships are sailing over the same water and they are not sinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ. Allah says, look at these ships that they are sailing over water as if they are mountains. Allah says, who made the water such that it can sink, you know, a stone, but it will let ships sail over it. You know, how is it possible? Allah is saying, I made it possible. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. How many blessings of Allah are you going to reject and deny? Then my dear brothers and sisters, when Allah is counting His blessings, one after another, then all of a sudden, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about one concept which I do not know how many among us consider that as a blessing. Most of us are fearful of that. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, you know, I have created another big blessing for you, and that is blessing of death. Death, Allah is saying, is also a blessing. So right after mentioning ships sailing over sea, Allah is saying, "Kullu man alayha fan, wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram, fabi'ayya ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everything, every living being, kullu man alayha, every living being that is living on this earth. And my dear brothers and sisters, in this ayah, look, there is no exception of anybody, not even prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kullu man alayha fan, every living being that you see living right now, alayha fan, is going to finish one day. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only your Rabb, who is the most powerful, He is the one who is going to live forever. So my dear brothers and sisters, in this ayah, and look, and then right after this ayah, Allah saying, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. How many blessings of Allah are you going to reject? So this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considering death as a big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my dear brother and sister, do you consider dying as a blessing, or al-ayadu billah, you are fearful of death? I think most of us are fearful of death. Or most of us, if we are given choice, we don't want to leave. About Yahud, Allah said in Quran, in Surah Baqarah, يَمَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَسَنَا. Allah said, because these people love this world so much that they desire that may I get a life for Alfasana, for 1,000 years. Allah said that even if I give them life, وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَّحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ. Even if I give them such a long life, eventually after 1,000 years, they have to die. So death, brother, is a ni'mah. Death is not something to be fearful of. But one rawaya says that the tuhfa, the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a mu'min is death. That enough of the suffering, running around, taking tension, sickness, diseases, paying bills, education, running around, you know, all of these things should come to an end. You know, now you go and sleep now. You know, enough of running around. You know, so that should be, Rawaya says, Tuhfatul Mu'min. This is the Tuhfa of for a Mu'min from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That after some time, go and sleep in your grave. You have been running around too much. You must be tired now. But this is for a mu'min. That a mu'min, you know, he loves Allah and he loves Akhirah more than he loves this world. And really in Surah A'la, I think every night in Salatul Witr, you know, it is read that. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah think, بَلْ. Allah said, after explaining everything, you still prefer this world. So, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah said, I explain everything, but you are such that you still, بَلْ means still. تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. تُؤْثِرُونَ means to give preference. Still you are giving preference to the life of this world. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Although Akhirat, the life hereafter, has two things which this world doesn't have. And that is, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ. Akhirat is good in every respect. If you compare dunya and Akhirah, Akhirah is good. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ. Akhirah is better. And then the second sifat of Akhirat, which is very amazing, is وَأَبْقَى, is everlasting. Allah in another place said, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Allah said, no matter how much I give you, one day everything will come to an end, But whatever is with Allah is going to be baq, is going to be everlasting. So in Surah Rahman, my dear brother and sister, death is considered to be a blessing. It is not an azab or something that we should be fearful of. But when we are dying, my dear brothers and sisters, a mu'min, whether when he will see Malakul Maut, a mu'min would be so happy that I have been waiting to see Malakul Maut for all these years. Now finally he is coming. You know, he is like my ticket for Akhira. Until he would come, I cannot embark on my journey. Now he had come. Now I am ready to leave this world. So my dear brother, this will happen. This feeling will happen to that person who gives preference to Akhira over this world. You know, and if you love Akhira more than this world, then brothers and sisters, you will not desire to live for a long time. You know, to desire to, you know, in US brothers and in Western countries, you see this deception that take this pill, take that medicine, and it will stop you from aging. You know, this email keeps coming, that new discovery, take this, and you know, it will prolong your life. And your life, and you will stop aging. You see, and many among us, brothers and sisters both, you know, we run and buy this, and then we look at our mirror. That am I looking young? Yeah. Sheer aare chodi ab. Sorry. Brother, there's an Urdu sheer which says that, chota sa sheer, the sheer says that, chahe sone ke frame mein jad do. Chahe sone ke frame mein jad do, aina jhoot bolta hi nahi. You know, what it means is that the mirror never lies. You know? So when you... So, brother, coming back to the serious topic, brother, what I'm saying is that a mu'min is not fearful of aging. But our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua to Allah, give me life as long as life is good for me. And Allah, give me death when life is no more good for me. Allah. So if dying young is good for me in Akhirah, give me death when I'm young. I'm ready to leave. But if you think that you'll give me a long life and I will do good deeds, then Allah, give me that long life. So, but I do not know whether living long for a long time is good for me or not. You know, this is the decision that I will leave upon you, O Allah, to make. But if death will come today, I'm ready to leave. I consider death as a ni'mah, as a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me. So my dear brother and sister, to think this way, you know, you need strong iman. Otherwise you might be thinking that, you know, what is he talking about? You know, the whole world is saying that live long, live long, live long. And he's saying that to love death is something good. I'm not saying this, brother, this is in Quran. You know, this is in Quran, that death is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But so brother, Allah is saying, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allah is saying, why are you trying to deny this ni'mah of death? This ni'mah of death. You see? So death is ni'mah. Death is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brother, death is one thing that whether you love death or not, you know, you have to go. You know,
no choice.
You have to go. So it's better to love death than be scared of death. You know, when you are loving death, meaning you are loving the life hereafter. And the sign of a mu'min is that a mu'min gives preference to Akhirah over this world. So this is the message from Surah Ar-Rahman, that kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram fa bi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban. Again, one more time, every living thing that is in this world is going to be finished one day, will leave one day. The only one that is going to remain is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dhul jalali wal ikram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, and all honors belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, fa bi ayyi rabbikuma tukadhiban, that death is a ni'mah, so why are you not accepting it as a ni'mah? Why are you denying it? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me understand this. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.